Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
It's been too hard living. Humalese Tan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilahi laha illallah. Ashadu ilahi Muhammadan Rasulullah. We bear witness that there is no God but one God. The proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation in order to test the human being and see which one is worthy of the great prize, of the great gift that he wants to give the human being for making it through this earth with Satan and all the distractions. So God is going to reward you for doing right. And like Price is Right, reward you. If you get the Price is Right, then Almighty God is going to reward you, and he tells you your reward is nothing in this world that can show you the great reward that he will give. There's nothing compared to what he's going to give you or give us for doing right in this situation we're living in America and in throughout the world, those who make it. So we're here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station, calling people back to the oneness of God. This is the biggest problem of all the problems in the world. This pledge that was given to man by telling a lie on God, that God got a son. It's the biggest lie. It's the biggest plague that ever could happen to a nation of nations of human beings. So we're here tonight, and we like to always get started with a prayer. If we start with a prayer, we end with a prayer. That means two things: that we have got right. So we like to open up our talk with a prayer that was given to us by the Creator himself. If you read the Quran, it's the Al-Quran, it's the first ayat in the Quran. It's called Al-Fatiha, it means to open. So we're going to go and open this up, but we're going to open up with a prayer. First, we will say it in the Arabic language, and then we will come back and say it in the English translation, inshallah. Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim. Siratal Ladina An'amta Alayhim. Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. I mean, to seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who has been cast down and out. With the name of God, Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and none of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet all and greet the audience, brothers and sisters, in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. We'd like to greet you in that greeting of As-Salaam Alaikum. Simply means may the Creator of Allah or the Creator of God, may God peace and blessing be upon you and me. And Allah, please bless us all to keep the peace. So we greet you in that greeting of As-Salaam Alaikum. It's a reminder that peace is the best. We all keep and work for the peace, then we all are following good direction. So we thank Allah for this Broad Talk radio station. We're here tonight to again speak to a number one problem in the world, and that is racism that has been started by a lie that had been told on God, that the Creator of this creation, he picked one son out of all the sons that he could have picked. He picked one, and he picked him from the Caucasian race, as they said. This is what they said. Picked him from the Caucasian race, the same race that went to Africa and throughout the world and took ships and brought us here, our Caucasian brothers. The reason I say we brothers, because we all come from Adam. But just like Cain killed Abel, our brother was able to bring us here with a gun to our head. Where we, if we moved or we did something wrong, he would blow us away. So we came to America. And we learned what we had to do when we got here, because we know one day that the Creator of this creation, who put the sun in the sky that don't fall down, will create the air and everything on earth, and have said he created for one reason, and that is to serve him. That Creator, we know that that Creator is going to come and get us out of this situation. That's why our people prayed. That's why our people took the beating they did. They know that the God of all of us will going to come and get us out of this terrible situation that we were put in for people to profit off of. Work the sun and sun up and sun down and did some of the most horrible things to us. But we know God. We believe that nothing, nobody get away with doing nothing. We believe that those did that, they wish they hadn't, because the punishment they received were worse than the punishment they put on us. And their punishment will last way longer than the punishment they put on us. So ours for a couple of years. Theirs from eternal for many, many years. So we thank God for blessing us to hold on to Allah. Made it happen, made us free again, free in our mind, because before your leg can get free, before your body can get free, your mind has to be free. And our mind at this point, under the leadership, under the respect of Imam Washington Muhammad, we have freed us. We have made us the most freest people in the world. Because you can't be free if you're not worshiping God correctly. And we believe that nobody is worshiping God correctly as we are. We are worshiping God in spirit and truth, and we are not making no image of God. We're not carrying around jealousy and envy and hate. We are working to remove all of that away from the human family, so we all enjoy this great world, that God has placed us in. We can't be a slave master of enslave somebody and think that there's nothing going to happen to us. We can't do unto others as others have done unto us. We have to do better than what they done unto us. Because what they getting for what they did after us, if we seen them getting that punishment, we all will be crying. Because nobody, Prophet Muhammad said, no one should want to go to them places there. No one should want to go to ATL there. This is what the prophet said. Said, no one. You don't want to see nobody in that condition. But those people earn that. And we want to warn them. That's the only thing we can do. If you don't want a wrath of Allah on you, then do what Allah has said do and enjoy the world that Allah has put you in. That's the only thing we can do is warn. Because God said he give everybody a limited free will. Limited because they can only jump so high. Limited because they can only swim so far. Limited because they can only do certain things for so long. So limited free will. So we have this free will that Almighty God has given us. And the best will to have is the will to obey the one who gave you and trust you with your life. And that is no one but Allah. So we're here tonight. We thank Allah for this precious time on this Rock Talk radio station. I was looking at the news today. There were 3 adults killed and a baby, a 1-year-old, murdered, shot in Dallas, shot in their home, the suspect. They know who it is. He shot 6, and 2 have survived. This was going on in Dallas or Texas. And 5 members, another place in Washington. 5 members of one family. Stated they found dead Sunday, and all was related. Then over, and they say it was over a welfare check that they committed suicide. They were killed at 1 p.m. on Sunday.
close family regarded one authority said. So there's five people that they said men suicide. You know, you wait on more evidence or something else to say five people many suicide
committed suicide.
And we know that, you know, that's a terrible thing to commit suicide. You know, we heard all them people killing themselves in Jamestown under that preacher, I guess, Jim Jones. Man, it's a terrible thing to see yourself. But this is what that image is. This is the psychological effect of that image. The psychological effect of the image, we see it every day. Holy, he took an oath to protect and serve. And because he sees somebody a little different, the color a little different, in his mind, he's killing the animal. The psychological effect of that image is working. That's why most African Americans today are afraid to be pulled over by the one who's supposed to be protecting and serving, because you don't know the outcome. They electrocuted a man, a deacon in the church, a couple of months ago. What did they do? They fired the African American police. Yeah, they got on foot, shot the man over and over again with that electric gun. And I see the electric gun that these police got carrying now. It looks like they carry two guns. Ain't nobody getting killed with those electric guns but us. Seems like they made it specially for us. They hurt us. The bullets they carry, they made specially to tear through our skin and kill us. So nobody gonna love us until we love each other. And there ain't going to be no love of one another as long as that image up in the world called God, Son of God. Huh? God, Son, eat, use the bathroom. Call him a God. You know, he's a God. But how can a man be God? Didn't that man pray into himself? So all these lies that affecting the world, basically the whole world. Then Allah have chosen us, I believe, for us to clean this matter up, bring this problem to an end, so we can start working on some of the things that we need to be working on. Imam said, if they come up with a new car, it's going to be us to do it. It's going to be us to, the African-American, the rejecting spies, the last. Because they said the last is going to be first. So they don't fit nobody but us. That glove don't fit. And we're not trying to put nobody down or pick or say that we special. We have earned it. You know, we have earned it. We've been the biggest entertainers in the world for the world. I'm talking about the football player, basketball player, the one who go into these comedy clubs, make you laugh, Eddie Murphy, and being a stand-up comedian, making people laugh. So we have been a big entertainment. We had Apollo Theater where we could entertain ourselves, but we sold that. That's gone. We had BET, that's gone. But the filth they putting out on BET to show us how to blow each other's brains out, how to sell dope, how to pimp, how to mistreat our women, we should be looking at that. No, we should be exposing that. But that's another psychological effect of that image. And Allah done told us we will never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about ourselves. And some of us don't see our heart being bad. We can't see that far. We can't see the coldness that we done bought into. Have no respect, no love for each other. Anytime you can see a man, a woman, or a child laying out on the street and you walk on by, or you keep driving, or you don't want to say nothing, huh? Then don't tell me you love Jesus. Don't tell me you love God. Because that's affect us all when we all get busy working, trying to get these people back on the course, back in homes and houses. So don't tell me that the United States are fighting for my freedom, fighting for my protection. That ain't nothing but a bold-faced lie. When you add it up and measure all of it, they ain't fighting for something but the big people, the rich people, the Caucasian people, because they sure ain't fighting for our freedom. Hmm? So they care a little about us because all the lies have been told on God. God is a white man. Hmm? This has messed them up. They have messed them up so bad that they done named a Caucasian misfit woman Carrie. That's called, you know, all them that want to act ugly. One who catch a little African-American selling water, and they go get the police and tell a lie that this man is tempted to break into her house. All these lies. Go to the park. You go to the hotel, and she's in there, and she come out and see you in the water. She asks you to leave, and then when you don't leave, she go in there to call the police and tell the police you threatened her. All the tricks that used to get us killed, they still use them today. So we here tonight on the Brock Talk Radio Station calling people back to the oneness of God. Yeah, we had to point out the evil. We had to point out what's wrong. And the solution is to turn back and worship God, His Spirit and truth, and get out and go to work on this. Because it ain't going nowhere. Long these people benefiting, living good, off of us not working together. As long as they can get by doing, they not going to change. Why would they want to change? They got everything they need. They got a 2-car garage. They got money, generational money that we done gave them. They don't need much. They buy their summer clothes in the winter and the winter clothes in the summer. And got us doing it the opposite way. Because we don't follow common sense. We don't want to work with each other. And you can't blame nobody but them who have taught us not to work together, trained us not to work together. Why can't we work together? Because they done gave us a church. They done gave us a public school. They done give us all the things that lead us away from each other. And then they put their information in those places that would turn us upside down and then make us wish that we was one of them. They don't mean to, but they benefit from that. They've been living good. Their children go to college. Their children have the best of this. Their children don't have to worry about driving down the street and the police pulling them over and harassing them. So they can get away with a lot of things. But we thank God for the auditors who get their cameras out and when they see a police, they put their camera on their police and they make those police try to do right. And many audience go to jail, Caucasians. So we thank Allah for the good Caucasians, the good people that we see on the internet. That many
good Caucasian on it.
Mothers going to prison because they got money. And
yeah.
They just put their
yeah, and we know that right now many of the female rich people, actors and stuff, some of them finna go to jail. They finna for prison for a long time for paying their children way through college. It caught them. But they've been doing that for years.
They've been already paid.
So that's why they so hard on us. So I see we got somebody who have raised their hand and looked like Brother Amin Muhammad from California who was sponsoring this show and the film school that we're going to bring Brother Muhammad up to see. Okay, so you can hear me, huh? Yes, sir, I hear you now. Yes, sir.
Okay, all praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I just dropped one of my customers off. She bought a picture for me and didn't have no way to, she had to catch an Uber. So all praise be to Allah. Allah's God. Allah help us.
Yes, sir.
I get out here and I try to hustle. And Allah sends somebody, he'll send a customer, he send a little money to me. But the thing that I want to, Bilahi Minashai Chalabajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen Rahman Rahim, Nalikiyo Mikin, Iyakana Bodawa, Iyakana Naim, Ihdina Sarato, Mustakim, Svatadina Salam, Thank you, Maktubi Alehim, Waladali. Alhamdulillah. This Israel-Palestine war, that's a big joke. Come on now, you see, okay? That's a big joke. Let me see, this dude said, hold on 1 second. This dude said, I ran a stop sign, I don't believe it. Yeah, alhamdulillah. I ran it. It's a big joke. Israel controls the Palestinians' water and over in Gaza. They control the water, the food, the fuel, and electricity. And they're talking about not letting any through. That's what you call genocide. That's exterminating the people, you know. In the hospitals, they have babies being born because there's 2.3 million people in Gaza. And you got a whole lot of expected mothers and everything. And the babies are being suffocated because of no fuel. I work with a brother, and he's from Palestine. He told me, he say, look, brother, he just told me this 2 hours ago. He say, Israel has maybe killed 300,000 people. 300,000 people. They talking about 10 and 15,000 and 20, all that kind of stuff. He says he's a Palestinian. He's a Palestinian. And his people came in here. And his people came here, I guess, in the last 30, 40 years. He say, Israel. He says, I got all kind of people over there right now. He says Israel has probably killed 300,000 Palestinians, and they don't want to release them numbers like that, because if they release the numbers, then the American people knew that them devils over there in Israel have killed 300,000 people, it would probably be a war. And the people might take it out on any Jew, even though those Israelis are not Jews religiously. They are Zionists. They don't give, they don't care nothing about religion. They don't care nothing about faith. They hide behind religion. They hide behind being a Jew. They don't care. They don't care about human life. They're Zionists. They're like communists. They're worse than communists. Like communists don't believe in God and all like that. You know, they're worse. And this, and I was thinking, I said, brother, I say, man, is that right? I say, man, they probably kill 300,000 Palestinians, 300,000, because they bombing over there, bombing. You know what I mean? And they don't care about children. They don't care about other women. They don't care about old people. They don't care about people on crutches. They don't care about people in the hospital. They don't care about nothing but just material, money. 300,000. I say, man, I say, Ali. His name is Ali, brother. Palestinian. I work with him. He said, man, I said, is that right? He said, yeah, man. Yeah. The State Department won't put out the numbers. They won't put out the numbers, though, because they think it might be something happen. People might start taking it out on just any Jew. You know what I mean? Something. So you're going to hear numbers like, oh, they didn't kill 18,000 over there. You know what I mean? And maybe 5,000 children. But at least say 300,000. You say, yeah, man. 300,000. So it's a brother named Finkelstein. His name is Norm Finkelstein. If you listen to Blog Talk Radio Saturday morning, Imam Kareem Hamid, he was playing a clip of Finkelstein, Norman Finkelstein, being interviewed. And I had just looked at a interview of Finkelstein. I said, oh, man. You know, because I always plug into the brother's radio show, because what he do, he play Imam W.D. Muhammad's tapes and everything. And then he comments on it. And he comments on Imam W.D. Muhammad's. So I've been listening to him for a few years. On Saturday morning, he come on like 4 o'clock our time, Western time, about 4 o'clock. And so I listen, and he comments, and I always have something to say. And he always had, you know, he's a good, Imam Kareem Hamid is a good spirit, a good brother. And so I was listening to it, and I said, oh, that's Finkelstein there, that's Finkelstein. I got to go pick my books up because Amazon got a hub over at the University of Southern California, USC over here in California, so I got to go pick my books up. But I heard Finkelstein teaching. See, I followed Finkelstein, Juke. He's a Jew. But see, he lost both sides of his family during the Holocaust. Only his mother and father survived. But their mother, he says, cousins on both sides, mother's side and father's side, was exterminated in death camps, in the gas chambers. They was exterminated. Both sides, he said, both sides of his family, you know, was exterminated over there in Germany. Only his mother and father was left, you know. And his mother, you know, I guess she, how he describes her, you know, I guess she had kind of like lost her mind a little bit. She quiet. He ain't got a lot to say about his mother, you know, because I guess she just so much pressure, man. Just think if both sides of your family from both sides was exterminated in them gas chambers, you know what I mean, over there, you know. And so Finkelstein, he is Dr. Finkelstein, and he's an activist, and he writes books. One of the books that I'm going to pick up now, because last Saturday when I was listening to, I ordered five books by Finkelstein and a dude named Pape, another Jew named Pape. And so I'm going to pick these books up. But Finkelstein, boy, he's hard on those Zionists. He says those people will sell their mother out. You know, they'll sell their mama out. They don't care about nothing but material. They lie. He wrote a book called The Holocaust Industry. The Holocaust Industry. How those Zionists talk about the Holocaust, the Holocaust, the Holocaust, and have people giving them money. And anytime people criticize what they're doing, they say, Holocaust, Holocaust. So he wrote a book called The Holocaust Industry, how them devils collect money and get money by screaming Holocaust, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism. People give them money. And anti-Semitism, so you can't say nothing about a Jew. You can't say nothing. You can't say nothing about a Jew. But they'll label you anti-Semitic. You're anti-Semitic. You know, and he called, so he wrote a book called Holocaust Industry, how they be pimping, the Holocaust, you know. And he's a tough man. And and he got a break. I beg your pardon? Are you saying something?
Is sister saying something? Go ahead. Yeah, she was saying, she said that.
Yeah, and
get Falk on the suing the Jews for saying that about him. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, all praise be to Allah. Yeah. So, the Holocaust industry and how they pimp it. They pimp the Holocaust. They don't care about nothing. And he's so cold on them that they planting ideas out on about his mama. They talk about his mama, of Finkelstein's mama. They say Finkelstein's, I was reading his website today, and they say Finkelstein's mother was a collaborator with the Germans and stuff. They accuse, you know, that's a dirty Zionist, the dirty devil. They some dirty people, dirty, you know, Zionists, you know what I mean? They ain't no Jews. They ain't no religious Jews. Remember how he talk about an ungodly Jew? That's who he is. I never just really kind of understand till lately what he meant about an ungodly Jew. In other words, they hide behind Judaism, they hide behind trying to be rich, but they ain't nothing. They dirty, you know. So that's Finkelstein. Yeah, that's my boy. I'm gonna try to do all I can to put him in the ears of the people, because he really explains what's going on. And he's slow. And see, the thing is, we've been lied to by the corporate media. This media, Brother Akbar, I heard you say that just the other day. You said how these Jews control the media. Man, you're so right. They could lie. Gaza is a great big concentration camp. Do you know nobody could come in Gaza? Nobody could leave Gaza? And it's been like that since 2000. And this is what I'm telling you now. It's just stuff that I've been looking at all weekend. I was listening to Finkelstein, and he says it's not complicated. That's the thing he said. He said it's not complicated. He says it's not complicated as my relatives being put in them gas chambers. It's just a matter of people putting your relatives in the gas. It's not complicated. People say, oh, well, the Israeli-Palestine situation is so complicated. Oh, no, the Jews is in control. They control their water, their food, their electricity, and their fuel. And they'll cut that off, and what they're trying to do is build a case where they could exterminate them people. And, just shoot them and kill them. You know what I mean? And their excuse now is, oh, we was attacked on October the 7th. Their excuse. And so anything we do to them anything we do to them is, you know, is okay. You know, so Finkelstein says they're trying to exterminate them. Exterminate them. They already control their food, their water, their fuel, and their electricity. They've been like that. And, you know, I said that about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, you know, I remember, I caught all that hell on Lifeline because I was talking about how they went into Libya. Looked like all our friends. They went into Libya, and they helped those rebels overthrow Gaddafi, but Gaddafi was a friend of our community. He was a friend of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He was a friend of the Imam. And one of the, but he was killed with one of the women on Lifeline. Well, he killed his own people. He killed him, you know, one of them, you know, loud mouth women. He killed his own people. But Finkelstein was saying about Hillary, she's one of the biggest liars. She can't help from a lie. She's a big liar. She's the one who gave the order for Obama to let her go in and kill Gaddafi. And Gaddafi was a friend of our community. You know, he loaned our community millions of dollars. And then I think the Imam said, well, we're catching little bad times now. And Gaddafi's people said, oh, okay, forget the debt. Forget the debt. You know. But, in terms of Hillary Clinton, Hamas, see, in 2006, now you remember 2006, George Bush was president. And he promoted a situation called spreading democracy or something. And so he encouraged the Palestinians, George Bush, because he was, it was called democracy spread or spread democracy or democracy push or something. So he encouraged the Palestinians to have elections. So Hamas, the leadership of Hamas, didn't want to participate because he said, you know, they were saying, oh, this is just another game run by the Zionists and Americans. They don't really, you know. But anyway, he was encouraged, Hamas and the leadership of Hamas, this is in 2006. Google it yourself, 2006, Hamas election. And Hamas got into the running, into the, hello, can you hear me? Hello, I saw Blake, can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah, right, because I unplugged my phone.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah, I'm good now. In 2006. So Hamas didn't want to get into it because they said, oh, cause this is another game. So we didn't want to get into it. But they encouraged, but George Bush said, no, go ahead on. And how you doing? Are you interested? I'm selling pictures. Huh? Okay. So they got into it, and lo and behold, Hamas won the elections. The people, because Hamas was they had a little religious leadership, and the other Palestinian groups was kind of corrupt. So Hamas won the election in 2006, and right after, they got together, the Israelis, and Finkelstein said that Hillary was somewhere in there, even though Condoleezza Rice was the Secretary of State at that time. But Hillary got into there,
and say, you know, we did the wrong thing. We should have rigged the election because the wrong people won. See, they didn't want no religious leadership. The Zionists, the Israelis, they don't want no, you know, righteous people in there. So they blockaded Palestine. They blockaded, they started to blockade. Can you hold up? Can you hold up on, y'all? Hold up on.
Brother Suga, are you there? Brother Suga.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm back. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Well, like assalam. Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I'm back. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I gotta pack up. They say They say my auntie she called a paramedic. But let me run this to you. So they blockaded. They've had a blockade on Palestine since 2006. Nobody could come in and nobody could leave. Nobody could leave Gaza. Gaza is a great big concentration camp. That's what it is. Controlled by the Israelis. The Israelis control their food, their water, their fuel, and their electricity. And nobody could leave and nobody could come in. It's a big, great big, and every few years, according to Finkelstein, they motorize. They attack the Palestinians, kill up a couple thousand of them and 500 children or so. It's called motorize. Every once in a while, they motorize. That's the expression. You know, an imam taught us about grass. You know, in other words, the grass roots. The grass, you know. So the Israelis, what they do, they mow the lawn. That means that they go in and kill 2,000 or 3,000 people every once in a while and injure up 5,000 or 10,000 of them, make lose their arms and legs and eyes and stuff. And then they go on back, take their weapons on back. And so ever since then, 2006, Palestine have had a blockade, an embargo, and they control what comes in, what comes out. They control, they know what comes in, what comes out. Israel got all kind of collaborators. Israel got, you know, torture chambers and everything, torture the people. And all this, they can hide from us, that media. They talk about a Hamas-Israeli war. How the hell? That's like going into my bedroom and getting my children and fighting my children, talking about what's a war. It's a war. They control everything. You know, big lie in the media, this American media. Boy, I'm telling you, these people, if they ain't the shaitan, they can lie as if everything is cool. The Israelis, this. It's Israel and the United States do not follow international law. The Israelis have been breaking the law ever since 1948. Ever since, okay, here you go. Hold the line, please. Hold the line. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, yeah. So, big people, this ain't Hamas saying this, but the leader of the American Red Cross, you know, the American Red Cross, the International Red Cross, the IRRC, has said that it's another guy too named Maurer. They say that Gaza is a great big prison, open air, a great big open air prison, and another big official, not just Hamas, not just me, you know, whatever. But big official got on record. They say that Gaza is a concentration camp. It was a concentration camp. But the American devil media make us think that it's something else. They lie, man. They lie to us, man. They lie. Yeah, but I think they, you know, Allah blessing us, you know, blessing us to be out here with the truth. And you know, they had great big demonstrations, you know, great big demonstrations, you know, over this Gaza thing, because I guess more and more people somehow have forgotten the truth. But yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, but Finkelstein, now Finkelstein, what I'm going to do with Finkelstein, I'm going to try to help Finkelstein, because Finkelstein is the number one teacher on Palestine Israel conflict. He's the number one. I'm telling you, he's the number one. You know, and I'm going to try to, as a Muslim and as a slave of Allah, a servant of Allah, I'm going to try to do my part and get that man into more ears and more broadcasting as I can out here in California on the West Coast and everything. I'm going to try to get him in every college I can and help him get on YouTube. Not YouTube. Yeah, well, he already got a YouTube channel. Look him up, Norm Finkelstein. He already got a YouTube channel, but I can get him on Zoom and talking to people and do my part, because this Israel thing is something that is depressing. It's probably, that thing probably got more people depressed. Anytime you could see so much oppression and violence and unfairness and dirty stuff, and it go on year after year after year, Israel's still out there. And about every once in a while we hear about it, Israel had to go in and kill up a bunch of people and a bunch of children, and then they go back and they put everybody to sleep again until Israel come and kill up a bunch of people. That's all we get. And our minds are kind of depressed. People probably, that situation, because anytime so much injustice is happening and no justice is happening, that probably really messes. That's probably messing with everybody. It messes with a whole lot of people. You know what I mean? Just go on and on, and that's depressing. So something's happening big time, and you know, we talk about reparations and stuff and how they send billions of dollars to Israel, and then America sends billions of dollars over there for wars and be giving Israel billions of dollars for all kind of stuff, and this thing with Palestine. Oh, no, something's happening. So let's open it up. So I just wanted to let everybody know, I got to go see about my auntie, let everybody know about Finkelstein, Norm Finkelstein. Keep to write that down and tell everybody we know to Google Norm Finkelstein and watch his video.
I'm going back there.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much. Let me go see about, y'all say a dua for my auntie. Y'all say a prayer for my auntie.
We shall will.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, you got it. You're back on.
Oh, okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. I thought you was getting me mixed up with Brother Bill Amin. He was saying, say a prayer for his auntie. I think it was auntie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, I saw him Lincoln. I said, well, Lincoln, my salam. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou had bestowed thy mercy and grace and favor. None of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean, I would like to give all the believers the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. May the peace of God be with the believer. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, these are times where we can see the work of God. We can see God, they use that metaphor, God's hand is working and moving. You know, we can see the reality of Almighty God. You know, and the truth is being brought out clearly that we're dealing with peoples that is not trying to help peoples, not trying to make peoples do right. Their whole thing is to murder the believer. That's their whole thing. It's to murder the believer. But they want to cover it up. And they're using everything that they can use to make it seem as though they are doing one thing, but they're doing another. And anytime they blame Hamas, a Palestinian, about a thing, it's exactly what they are doing. It's what they are doing. But they try to control the images, and like the it was said earlier, they got control over the media. Complete control over the media. All the news that we are getting, if you sit up and listen to it, is from Jews, is making the presentation. If it ain't Jews that pushing the news out there, pushing those false ideas and tricks out there, then it's somebody working for the Jews. You know, and they are using majority women's. This is what they're using. You know, and when they come to us, they come to us like they are victims. They are victims. They always have did that, brothers and sisters. They try to make the people see them as victims the same way African American was victim. And that's during the time of slavery. They were sharp enough to put it out there like that during the time of slavery. You know? And they can take a little thing, a small thing, and make a big thing out of it. Very big. And anytime they use that word anti-Semitic, check that out and see how small a thing that it were. It was small. And sometimes it's so small, what they're accusing the person of is so small, it wasn't anti-Semitic. Who won't be against the murder? Like your brother said, 300,000 people. Who won't be anti that? You mean to tell me the people don't have no right to speak out against that? If they do, they're anti-Semitic. If you have the actual facts and put it out there, this is the reason a whole lot of African-American people that had big jobs on the television was fired. This is the reason you don't see them much on the television no more. They have shows and people just they're on the news. You don't see that no more. You see mostly Caucasian. I can't even think of an African American. Yes, I can. One of them is on the news. Yeah, one of them is Hope. The brother named Hope, H-O-L-T. That's the only one that I can think of that's on the news. And the rest of the news, you got women sitting up there and a whole lot of time you got these nerds, Caucasian, presenting the news. And when they present the news, you don't never see Palestinian given their side of what's happening or what's going on. You don't never see that. If you do, let me know. Tell me. Let me know. I want to hear what they're saying. The whole news, even though they be don't just bomb, drop missiles on the Palestinians, the whole news, it's controlled by, and it's produced by the Jew. These people are ridiculous. They got so much power, brother. You don't even want to talk about it. You see? So the only thing we can do is stay in touch with Almighty God and push that La Ilaha Illallah Muhammad and Rasulullah out there.
That's right.
And Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. That's what we got to do. We keep that on the peoples and keep that out in front of the peoples. And the people's going to slowly, you're going to see the people's going to start coming into Islam by Allah said, by the crowds. You can't lie the way that they are lying. And people don't catch it. People don't recognize it. They can't come forward to you with all truth. See, the truth got to outweigh the lie, but they do so much damage and corruption. They got to, in many cases, the lie is outweighing the truth, and they can't cover it up. And the people see that they ain't doing nothing but lying. That everything, all the news that you listen to, is coming from them.
And none of the news is coming from the victim. None of it. So this is the reason it's so important that we bear witness, that there is only one God, and we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is God's servant, the messenger of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You know, and the peoples hear that, brothers and sisters, you got a whole, you got some of them that, you know, they want to teach it. They don't only want to just hear it. They want to put forth their experience. And we got to get ready for them, brothers and sisters. We got to get ready for the peoples, the young peoples, to step forward. I truly believe, brothers and sisters, that something big is going to happen to us. And part of it is going to be about reparation. It's going to happen. I think one of the biggest things that can happen to us is that we unite. We as Muslims come together and unite. That's the biggest thing that can happen. When we get smarter than Satan. When we just ignore Satan and come together and start setting up, start establishing our businesses. And start supporting each other in businesses. That's going out talking to, you know, we have a right to have some of that real estate that's setting up and ain't been used. We have a right to it, brothers and sisters. We need a nice place where we can set up for the senior citizen, where they can sit, where we can build them a screen porch where they can sit on the outside. And socialize, talking to each other. Every time you go to that town, you see them out there. You know where they're at. Socializing, talking. And what we do, we work together and shoot a group of young people through there. So the older people can sit down and talk wisdom to the younger people. I can see that, brothers and sisters. If we have places where we can set up cafeterias in there and we can cook the food for the senior citizen, and have a schedule, have a routine schedule set up where a food is served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And set us up a juice bar. Have us a juice bar set up, made out of juices from the vegetables and the fruits. And get our best doctors and nurses, get them together so they can set up a drugstore in that big building, hotel-like building. Where they'll find the right valid vitamin, the right vitamin C, the right vitamin D, things that don't take nothing away from the senior citizen, but help them establish a strong a system, a strong system that will fight any type of viruses. Get our best doctors in there and develop some of the best that can be developed. And do such of a good job that people be coming from all over the world just to see them. These were the African-American slave, ex-slave children. These were people that had the most inferior support of the government. And they rose up and they established things in the society that the people is praising God for. They thanking God for. Is that time, brothers and sisters? Getting together a skating rink, some skating rinks, building some skating rinks so we can have our people set up classes and things for the young people to learn how to skate. Set up gyms where we can teach our young people to learn how to box. And have places set up where we can learn our young people to learn how to be cooks and chefs. And be able to show the young people that they really can make money from yourself. Because you're going to get this support. If you open up a restaurant, you're going to get this support. Because the only thing that you're going to be serving is halal. You're going to be serving the best. And if the people want to live, they got to come and get some of the best that you offer. That's what time it is, brothers and sisters. And we're going to have movies that is intelligent movies. We're going to utilize this media. We got to have our own media. See, the Jew controls it. Like the prophet, when he came to Medina, when he came to Medina, he seen that the Jews were controlling all the businesses. The Jews is controlling the media, and they making all the money. And then they influencing the way that we think by giving us fake news. We're going to use this, brothers and sisters. We're not going to destroy this. Because the white man has something to do with it. We're not going to destroy the jets, the ships, and all those things. The cars, automobiles. We're going to improve on it. Ain't nothing wrong with flying. We got to get rid of those people that are taking advantage of us because they are making illegal money. And they are able to establish banks and credit unions. We got to get our own banks and our own credit union so we can stop this here interest. What the other one? I can't think of the name of the other one.
Usury.
Usury. We got to stop that. Usury is coming from people's that charge interest and multiply the cost of it. And then it comes to usury. They're using the people. The people will never, they'll buy homes, and the usury will get up so high that every month they'll have the people just paying for usury, and they never be paying on, they never pay on the principal. All these things, we got to do that, brothers and sisters, and we can do it. God gonna bless us. We want as many people as we can to do it. We don't want just us to do it. We want to kick it off. We want to get it started because it's right. The truth is good, makes no difference who do it. We just gonna be ahead of it because the devil, Satan, is still deceiving people. So we just gonna be ahead, but we're not gonna stop people that using truth and putting out the best type of food, good food. We're not going to stop them. We want to stop the people that putting out food that's not real. And the way we stop that is by giving people the real things. And the people themselves will know the difference and can tell the difference. That's what time it is, brothers and sisters. That's what time it is, you know. It's to do right. Our movement is to do right and do good. That's our movement. That's what we want to do every day. It's do right. Obey God and his messenger. And then we'll see the success. We'll see the progress. We'll benefit from Allah says that the earth, the human being is inherited, or the believer is inheritance of the earth. And he's going to give them power in the land. We'll just benefit from that. Because we getting it, we grabbing it, and we believe it, and we applying it. But not know that you're going to have peoples that also going to see this truth. And they're going to grab it, and they're going to apply. But that's what we want. That's what we want them to do. We want the majority of the peoples to do right, to put out the best. Our wealth won't come because they're going to be slow at it. You're going to have the majority, they're going to be slow at it. As long as they're slow at it, the more power we're going to have. Because we're going to be putting out the best. And the people are going to be breaking their neck to get the best. Allah himself said, do you think that the disbelievers, the devils, and the hypocrites gonna win over the believer, the one that submits that will to him? Allah said, don't distress yourself. And Allah warns us that we shouldn't let the people that does us wrong. Listen to what I'm saying. We shouldn't let the people that doing wrong to us, Allah said, make us swerve from justice. Remember that, brothers and sisters. Don't let the devil make you into a devil. Don't let the devil make you become hateful. You see? Because Allah said it, that it can happen. If Allah make a statement like that, there's a possibility that it would happen. It's a fact that it would happen. So let's stand up and be believers. We in the best position, brothers and sisters. We in the best position. We should get up in the morning, brush our teeth, and say our prayers, and take our shower and things right there, and feel good, 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 good. Because we got a job. And we are working for God. You can't get nothing no better than that, brothers and sisters. All we had to do is say a prayer for our children and a prayer for the needy and the wayfarer. Allah said, that's the true belief. Came to you in peace, going to leave you in peace. Of as-salamu alaykum. You got it, Brother Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, beautiful talk.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, right to the point. What we can do is pray. We can to pray for the end of that, and Allah answer prayer. I believe the whole thing is to get so many Muslims, because that's the only threat they got. The other people pacified in what they have done. They hadn't looked at this, these Zionists for real, because our people they trust everybody. They trust the one cutting their head, feet off. They trust everybody. Talk to them. Give them dog language. People love everybody. So we know that this is. Allah is going to do what Allah say he's going to do. The people are coming to the religion. The people want to hear about the religion.
Absolutely.
So what they have done, they have opened the door for people to come into this religion. I'm looking at the internet and had many sisters and brothers are reading the Quran, leaving church, reading the Quran. How beautiful this book is, crying. Allah said, they might, we know they'll kill 300,000, maybe more than that. But somebody has to pay for that. Somebody is going to be charged for that.
Absolutely, man.
And they putting up defenses that everybody against them, they've been using that tax email, so they always have used that.
Yeah.
You taught the world when the person is bad, all he got to do is point to you, and that will take the badness from him and put it on you, and you can do, then that person do just by whatever he wants to do, and nobody don't check it. But this is the day.
You know, just think about this, Akbar. They don't never tell you a whole lot of good that has been done. Never.
No.
Let's think about that.
They
don't never tell you about a whole lot of good that has been done?
These people just lie and lie. Yeah. And they watch and see who's listening and who's going to fall for the lie.
Yes, sir. And they try to get as much help as he can, that they can to help them lie.
Yeah, they're looking for the liar, the one that goes on with
them. They want some of the people that can refine what they're doing, can be better liars than the next person.
Yeah, I let them know that he didn't want to kill them for nothing. That something they did. He didn't think nobody woke up one morning and said, I'm going to kill all these people. No, he was a Christian Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he woke up. So this is the thing. And they want to put all the blame on Hamas. Hamas was raised by them and the United States. We put Hamas together.
All right now.
Yeah, raised by them.
They can't tell you no good that Hamas is doing. And Hamas have did a whole lot of good. Standing up against Israel. That's good.
That's right. They can't tell you nothing good.
They never told us nothing good that they did.
Keep that a secret how they got the Gaza Strip is like a prisoner to all the people. You can't get in, you can't get out. And then they got the water and control the water.
That's
the devil.
Yes, sir, brother.
That's the devil. Man, that's the devil.
And he said it on TV that he wants to get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
The children, the good and the bad.
They showed them picking children up, kicking them, throwing them in the car.
Yeah, he want to get rid of everything. And then they want to rebuild. They're going to clean that land off, smooth it off, do what they're going to do to it, and rebuild on it.
I don't think Allah's going to allow that.
Allah
is not going to forget Allah. Allah is always in control.
Right.
Always. And you can look at how a person is going at a thing to know whether or not it's right from wrong.
Yeah.
You can look at it.
Well, I hope people realize that we always try to get on the side of the righteous. We always try to be there with the right.
And that's what
you
got. Allahu Akbar.
Oh,
I bear witness.
Yes, sir. So, Brother Rakeem, you come in.
I make a statement. They trying to get the masses mental control and saying Hamas is terrorists and the war is on Hamas. And not the whole country. What Hamas are doing, I support them, and they are the freedom fighters, as the freedom fighters that were in the movement of our movement. They're the same people that had the nerve to stand up against the oppression. And if you are being oppressed and you're standing up, that's who you are. And we cannot utilize media to dictate how Al-Islam is produced throughout the world. We need our own media, and we need our own radio station so that we can tell our own stories.
Yeah,
our own.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
That's it. Allahu Akbar.
That's what they said about the Taliban. The Taliban that were protecting their country. It was protecting their country. And you have a right. One of the first constitutional laws is to protect yourself. self-preservation. Protect yourself and your yes, and your family and your nation by any means. Yeah, so they have a right. But now the Hamas have teamed up with other Islamic groups in that facility, Islamic Jihad groups, all of Muslims, and they have other groups. And right now the world are supporting them, the world. So may we stand on America to stand down again, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the best of Palestinians to handle business. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got slammed. I always said this, and I always what Allah says that He's always in control. That He it says never would the ungodly people defeat the ungodly.
That's right.
It's more good right. people than our.
Love it, bro.
The good peoples have been getting together way back. This here standing up against Israel, that's been in the plan. You know?
Yeah.
They have agreed on the Muslim world. All over have agreed to come together. Hamas is just is the one that took the lead and was able to sacrifice what they had to sacrifice and be martyrs, you know, to go against this big guy. I mean, you can just imagine it. You got a slingshot and this person got a machine gun.
Yeah.
And you whooping their butt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, that's why I say Allah is always in control. Allah, he didn't show us little David and show us Abraham and show us the Moses and the other stories about the people who look like they didn't stand a chance and they won because Allah was with them. He gonna give the believer the power. He gonna give the believer the power, and they gonna be the inheritance of the earth.
All right. Allah right, brother. What Allah says.
That's what Allah said.
Okay.
To the believer. And the only way we're going to have power is that we support each other.
Yeah.
We got to support each other. If you go to the prison, I got to support
you. Yeah. That's what we have to learn. We have to hear that, too, y'all. That our strength is in us. Yeah. Our weakness is we don't work together. That's when we weak.
That's up, brother. That's up, brother. We gonna lose if we don't work together. We gonna lose if we don't work together. If we don't keep that money in a circle and learn the science of it, we gonna lose. Because these people are going to take that money, and they going to seduce a whole lot of us, and that's Satan's plan, is to seduce us, to make us think that they got the power, and all we have to do is wake up to what they are doing. And become part of it, and we can have the same thing that they got. Yeah. We don't miss one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a lot.
So somebody wrote me a letter. They didn't give no return address.
But they sent me a letter. They put no name, knife. This is what they said. They said, "Dear one, Jesus loves all men and wants all to be saved. Please believe in him. Please see Revelation 22 and see what he has to say." This is what some clown sent me. So we winning, brother.
That's a lot of work, bro.
If there was some way you could have got to him and let him know to read a chapter, John 1, chapter 5, read chapter 5.
Chapter.
And I got 30 and 31. And it'll show you that Jesus wasn't asking you to believe in him. Jesus was asking, and he was telling that if you believe in me, if you believe in me, then your belief is not going to be successful. But believe in the one that he said that he believed in the one that sent him.
You know, but the person that sent no return address didn't give no name.
The one don't like what y'all brothers doing is either the devil or the one the devil making.
Right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know where they got from. But wherever they got it, whoever sent that, they on fire, so they got to send something.
Jesus said, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true."
Yeah. Come on.
Now, how in the hell he gonna tell you to believe in him? That don't make no sense. You can see the contradiction in that. He said, "If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true, but I bear witness of he that sent me."
Blind lead the blind. I guess the blind don't want to be in that ditch by themselves. They want others, many they can get. They ain't gonna get twisted like that.
Mm-hmm. That girl out of Jamaica tried to twist that. You remember that egg bar? She tried to twist.
Yeah.
I asked her to read that, and she tried to twist it.
She read
it. I said, "What you say? What you read and say what it say?"
That guy, that deacon from that church, he read it so beautifully, twisted to the time he got free. That made me so doggone mad. I told you to talk to him. I got to.
There's so many people studying. So many people studying Islam because of what's going on throughout the world. And so many people are taking their shahadas.
That's a lot.
So many.
That's a
That is a
That's
lot.
Right.
That is
That's
a
up,
lot.
Bro. That's a lot.
Allah said when they come, in crowds and worship of him. He said, "Worship Allah. Make touch them."
So they're coming on this page, people follow each other.
Yep. See, but all the time we was preparing them. All the time they was hearing a voice out there in that wilderness saying, "La ilaha illallah," that Jesus is not God. All the time, you know, because Allah told Prophet Muhammad, "Your job is to teach the people clearly. It's your job to live." Try to live their life, you know, but to teach the people clearly and publicly, you know. That's what Allah said throughout the Quran, you know. So all that teaching making us responsible was done for a purpose. You know, now Allah putting that heat on them. You see fire everywhere.
Yeah.
He putting that heat on them. You know. So it's real. So if people run, they go to something, they going to go to what we've been talking to, what we've been telling them about.
Yeah.
They going to bear witness to the truth.
They going to bear witness to the truth.
Yes, sir. They going to say, them boys out there, they've been teaching that for years.
And that's why Jesus said, an article, come free. You must know the truth. That's a fact. If you ain't seeking to know what is right from what is wrong, then you're in trouble. I don't care who you are or how much money you got. You're in trouble.
That's right. That's right. It's the truth going to let you free. It's going to set you free.
Amen. We ain't only wise that we going after the truth.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So, alhamdulillah, we in good position, brothers. We in a good position.
Alhamdulillah.
There's a whole lot of people coming this way, but we've already been here, and we've been holding the fort down for a long time.
And what made us successful, we didn't have no fear. Only fear we had was from the Creator Himself. We didn't fear the criticism from the Creator. All right, but you gonna close? You gonna close it out?
Yes, sir. No problem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor and mercy. None of those whom thy wrath has brought down, none of those who go astray. I mean.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. May Allah continue to bless us, brothers and sisters. We are blessed because we are the chosen one, whether we realize it or not. Allah chose us. I know I didn't choose myself. That's why I thank Allah for choosing all of us. Well, let's keep praying for the sick, praying for the Palestinians, and let's pray for each other, and let's be more conscious of our family. May Allah bless us all. To tomorrow. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.